Can we just let the whole thing play? Would that be an issue? Tanner Saunders behind the glass on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, we still don't know what kind of music Tanner likes. I mean, he tries to appease me by selecting stuff he knows I like, but we need to find out a little bit more about Tanner. Anybody on the same page? Anyway, welcome. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just checked my cell phone during the break. Got some nice texts here from, let's see. Oh, my buddy Jeff was listening. Mike DeVita was listening from Sorrentino's. And no, he doesn't buy me anything. Well, periodically, maybe a drink or two. Nick Corticelli dropped me a line. Who else? I don't know. Whole bunch of people. It's fun. And by the way, too, there's another show that I'd love to do down the line. You know, we've done shows on divorce and getting over the agony and the heartbreak and the anger of divorce. There's also a show I think we should do at some point about, and Nick will appreciate this, people you didn't like, but then once you got to know them, you said, you know what? They're really okay. I like them. And I mean, our Nick and I, our story, I mean, it was on the internet. And don't take those stories seriously because it's all cool. It's totally cool. I mean, we get along fine, famously. And I still have the same other friends that I had back then. I mean, it's just, I don't know, life is just kind of weird, ladies and gentlemen. That's kind of a recurring theme on the program. So if you are just joining us, Tanner, would you like to go over the topics again? Or do you want me to actually do my job today and do them myself? Let's see if you can remember them. Can you phrase all the topics in one sentence?
Oh, this is going to be difficult because I will be honest. I was editing Bellavia's show to post on demand during the last segment, but we are talking about dreams and if any dreams people have had have come to life almost as a premonition of sorts.
Very good. And there's one other one. Do you believe in psychics? And have you ever had a psychic dream or a psychic thought yourself? Right?
Yes,
I want you to ponder that, Tanner, because you're a smart young man. I mean, even though you are from Corning, we do make certain exceptions and allowances. It is 13 after 3. Let me give you the phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And, you know, one of the things, just real quickly, and we should also do a show at some point on things you've learned over the years that you wish you had known sooner. And one of the things that is important to me, and I wish I was more perfect along these lines, but as far as wisdom, the ability to see things from somebody else's point of view and the ability to forgive and to accept forgiveness and move on with a clean slate. That is very, it's a very important part of life. And the, I'm going to sound like I'm on some religious revival here, but the power of forgiveness cannot be underestimated. And you know, one of the most important people you can forgive in your entire life? You. How many of you have lost sleep over something you did many years ago that is irrevocable? It's irreversible. You can't change the past, but it still drives you a little bit crazy. And you got to learn how to forgive yourself because we all mess up in life. Let's get to some calls on WBEN, 803-0930. Oh, look at this. You guys do like this topic. All right. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Or would that be topics? Al in Angola. Let's see if we can't distract Tanner from cutting up the David Bellavia show and focusing on the Bowerly program. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Your Highness.
Well, actually, Your Royal Highness would be appropriate, but it's my preferred pronoun. And by the way, just so you know, I literally put that on the forms at doctor's offices when they have the nerve to say, what is your preferred pronoun? Your Royal Highness. I literally write that down.
Oh, no. Well, I just wanted to give you a little recipe on how you can remember your dreams, and it's guaranteed to work. It works every time I try it. You just wake up. If you're supposed to get up at 6 a.m., you set your little alarm for 5 a.m. You just get up and have a little drink of water and and maybe look outside and become fully conscious and go back to bed. It takes about 5 minutes. You're fully conscious. Go back to bed, and you remember your dream when you wake up at 6 a.m.
Because you're writing it down or because you're drinking?
No. I don't mean alcohol.
I mean, what is there about that particular sequence that you find helpful as far as a mnemonic device?
You get into the right dream state. There's, what, three different states of sleep, and you get into the proper one, and then you wake up, and you're in that dream state, and you remember it.
Can you think of any examples, sir? Because one of the things that, frankly, intrigues, I think, a lot of people listening, maybe it doesn't, and maybe I'm just being stupid here, but but the so-called psychic dream. And what I mean by that is, I explained in the previous hour, you don't think about somebody for decades. For whatever reason, you have a dream about that person, and you wake up, and that person has reached out to you in some way, shape, or form. You ever had that happen?
Yes. Maybe half a dozen times where I would dream of somebody and they would call me the next day and I hadn't heard from them in, you know, a year. It's amazing.
What do you think is the explanation for that? Because, you know, as you know, if you listen to the show, you know, I'm a very evidence-based and statistically-based person. And I know that, you know, some people at one point thought I was insane because of some things that were happening around my house, which I eventually proved were, in fact, happening around my house. But I try to rationally analyze things that I do not understand. And I think you are probably the same way. And as much as we might be talking about it, Al, I can't think of a logical explanation for why a scenario would happen to you where you don't think about somebody for a year, you have a dream about them, and suddenly they have made their presence known to you. What's that all about?
It's a connection. It usually happens with somebody that I have been close to. I grew up with a relative that you have a closeness with. That's what I think it is, just a some kind of a string, an attachment, a connection with that person, like twins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know what? That's very interesting. But again, see, the scientific part of the brain, I start thinking about, is there something to telepathy? Is telepathy actually a skill that people have to one degree or another, or for whatever reason, some days you are more telepathic than other days? Because when you consider all of the people you have met and known in your life, okay, when you consider all of the events that have happened with them, all of the events that have happened with you, suddenly you have a dream about that individual, and then it turns out they contact you shortly afterward. Can you think of a scientific explanation for it? Because I can't. And I do wonder if there's anything to the whole idea of telepathic communication or possibly getting little glimpses of the future.
Absolutely. The future thing is really hard for me to comprehend. But the ESP happens constantly with me, all the time. I mean,
oh, I want to know about this. You can't stop at that.
I'll be thinking of something and just sitting around a group of people, and it'd be an obscure thought, and bam, my daughter will pick up and say exactly what I'm thinking. And the opposite. Now, it's not a conscious thing. I can't make it happen.
Right.
But it happens all the time, and it probably happens to you too.
I think, well, what I want to know is, does it happen to everybody else listening? Because I like to know why things happen, and you have just given a great explanation. Did you have a chance to hear yesterday's show, by the way?
No, I'm sorry. No.
And you call yourself a friend. You call yourself a listener. How dare you miss a moment of this mediocrity? Okay.
I love you too.
And I love you guys too. Some of you personally, but that's another story. But anyway, let's quickly move out of that rut, lest I find myself turned into a capon again. It reminds me of what we got into yesterday when we started talking about dogs or cats. And it was referenced the idea that you can be in your favorite chair or on the couch or maybe in bed, and you have this thought, hey, where's Oliver, my dog? And you don't say it out loud, but you just have the thought, where's Oliver? And then suddenly Oliver jumps up on the bed. And the same thing used to happen a lot with the cats. And as I mentioned yesterday, and I'm going to lose some man points on this, my cats' names have been Cuddles, Candy Cat, Haley Cat, and Glenna Cat. And all of those names actually have a reason. Well, Haley was actually not named by your humble host. She just kind of, she basically squatted on my property and I took care of her because it was the right thing to do. Cuddle Cat was a cuddle cat. Candy Cat was a gift to my ex-wife and myself from Shane Brother Shane, Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame member and legend, and we shared the same birthday, by the way. And if people listen to the show long enough, Glenna was a skinny stray who picked me out at Glen Park and ended up spending like 19 years as my snuggle buddy.
And the psychic element there too. I believe dogs and babies have a clearer mind than us so-called adults.
And you know, I can't believe it, you're almost being psychic now about a conversation I had with Mrs. Bowerly earlier this week about the how do I say this, the potential ability to communicate in some way psychically or telepathically with the animals in your life. Because again, how do you explain it when you have a thought, where is, do you have a pet?
No, sir.
If you had a pet, what would you name your pet? Okay. Oh, geez. That's as good a name as any. So if you're in your favorite chair and you're thinking to yourself out of the blue, where is OG's? And within 3 seconds, OG's, original gangster, I guess, jumps up onto your lap. I'm sorry. I don't know whether we send off a scent that is detectable by the feline or canine olfactory glands. I don't know whether it's our body language that we might subtly throw off as we're thinking about our pet. But things that I don't understand, I want to figure out, and that is one of them.
That's tough. I've been trying to figure out the psychic end of it since I was 15, and I'm 65.
So, do you believe, and again, I think with age can come wisdom, can also come with a great deal of stubbornness because we think we know everything there is to know. But do you believe that there are things about our brain and our ability to perceive things and receive communications or project communications that really do exist? It's just that science hadn't figured them out yet?
Of course. I have read so much on that topic. And I have done it, but again, I can't make it happen, you know, otherwise I'd be in psychic experiments.
Well, no, otherwise we'd all be winning the lottery. I mean, if we could figure that out, because see, I share your frustration and your belief, because things have happened that have been ridiculously, statistically, and scientifically improbable. Yet, I cannot come up with a rational explanation. And I can't trigger it. I can't say, okay, let me get the quick draw numbers real quick. It just doesn't work that way. It just seems to happen, and it's usually nothing major.
Well, on the lottery aspect, it happened to me once.
No.
Me and my wife went to the store. We had $28 in lottery tickets to cash in, and we were going to go get diapers. And instead
wait, bro, you or her?
Both of us. We did everything together.
I understand these things.
And so I went in there, and instead of cashing out and getting the $28 so we can get diapers, I spent $2 more and I bought the last 3 lottery tickets in the $10 bin. At that time, it was the highest bin. Now they got $20, $30 ones. My wife was so upset when I come back to the car with 3 lottery tickets instead of $28. Oh, she was hot. She starts scratching it off. She wins $500, and I win $50 on mine. The other one was a dead ticket. And after that, she never said a word about me buying a lottery ticket. And I, you know, I'm not an addict. I rarely buy one. But
it's not good to be addicted to anything, as you well know. You don't need.
That was a psychic thing. Somebody, some entity, something told me, no, don't get diapers. Get them 3 lottery tickets, you know.
See, okay, let's just consider everything. And I'm not trying to drag the call out interminably, but this is exactly to what I am referring. You did something that was totally out of character. Instead of buying diapers, you bought lottery tickets, which you don't usually do. It was almost like an irresistible force, a compulsion. Yeah. And sure enough, it paid off.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Now, I'm sure that we have some people listening, and I try to respect everybody's religious beliefs, except the people who knock on my door Saturday morning with black ties and white shirts. Usually try to answer that door naked, but I try to be respectful of everybody's religious belief. But there are people, Al, who think that somehow this is the tool of the devil. I want your answer to that, but I've got to break because I'm a prisoner of the clock. So hold on. I want to continue this. If you're just joining us, kind of talking about, so put him on hold, please, Tanner. Talking about dreams that you've had that have actually come true, or things have happened in the dream and then they've actually happened in real life. And sometimes they can be awesome and sometimes they can be very tragic. I'd love to talk to you about this because I'm trying to grasp how common it is out there with you and then what your explanation for it would be. All right? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly Loves. Great to be with you on a Friday. And aren't you glad the rain, for the most part, held off until last night's fun was over on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, this is Christopher Cross. Thank you very much. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So was talking with Mrs. Bowerly before coming on the air today, and she asked me, she made a request. She said, Tom, could you please not do something that's going to be interesting to me today? Because I have way too much work to do to get caught up in your show. And I just got a text. Remember how you're not supposed to do an interesting to me show today, complete with the face frowning and the tears pouring out of the eyes. I apologize, Mrs. Bowerly. I'll make it up to you later. It is 3:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, she earned the name the hard way. Let's go to... I don't know that I like the way that actually came out. All right, let's get back to Al and Angola. If you're just joining us here, this whole idea, actually, I've been thinking about doing it, but then when, for whatever reason, I horned in on David Bellavia's show and we kind of did like 10 minutes of unplanned, unscripted radio, and I started thinking about this whole idea of telepathy and dreams and what has happened to you. And I'll get into examples again, my hourly dose of Canadian for you, following the phone call from Al. So, Al, what do you think the mechanism is? And I know that we have people listening, and I can't sit here and judge people's religious views or spiritual concepts because I think it is intensely personal how somebody or whether somebody decides to worship in his or her own way. And I guess like anybody, I don't like it, though, when people automatically assume, well, if I believe it and my faith says it, this must be the work of the devil. Instead of just saying, okay, I believe that, but whatever you want to believe, you go ahead and believe. what do you think that what's going on here is in fact scientific and therefore understandable, or is this something to which we're never going to have an answer? These dreams, which can be premonitions, what are your thoughts on this?
I think they'll figure it out. That, well, they've been doing research for what, 70 years on ESP?
Well, yeah, but are you familiar? Do you remember the movie Men Who Stare at Goats, which was a CIA program? Do you remember hearing about it at least?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, I have a relative who was CIA, and I swear he was literally part of the Men Who Stare at Goats programs. I'm not. How could I possibly make that up? Why would I make that up? But he really was. But I wonder, Al, how much of this stuff is actually understood by the big brains in the world, but the rest of us with puny IQs somehow are just incapable of assimilating and processing the information?
We're going to figure it out. Not me and you, but...
Yeah, not the two of us. Hell, we can barely figure out how to tie our shoes. But and that's on a good day. Anything else from you, Al, about any premonitory dream you may have had?
No, I haven't had any of those. And I want you to get to other calls, and I want to wish you well and continue. Continue to be on the air, man.
Well, I, you know, it's funny you mention that because I was kind of thinking about retiring at 62, and then I really don't think that's going to happen. I mean, if they want me here at WBEN, I would be very happy to continue working as long as I'm able to continue to do so. And plus, they raise the maximum benefit age to 67 anyway. And what am I going to do in the afternoon? I miss you guys when I'm out for a day. I'll miss you guys when I'm on vacation. That's true. I miss it. What do you want me to tell you?
I miss you when you're out too, Tom. Goodbye.
Well, Joe Beamer does a fine job. And look, I hate to bring this up because when I say I'm not going to be here on such and such a day, people automatically assume, Bowerly's dying. It's his heart. And as I mentioned yesterday, my heart suffered zero permanent damage as a result of the massive heart attack that I had. Okay, zero permanent damage. The stuff that's happened lately has been minor, very minor. I mean, Monday, they're going in because they got to get the kidney stone out. Okay, it is lodged. It is stuck. And the next day, I'm going to still be really doped up on drugs. And I think we all remember how that little experiment turned out in March after the neck fusion surgery. Not very well. I've never been pulled off the air before, but that day, mercifully, Tim Wenger pulled me off the air. And that's one of the, you know, it's embarrassing in a way, but I still laugh about it every time I think about it because it's not like I had done anything wrong. It just happened that way. But thank you kindly, man. I appreciate the call. All right, Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. But no, that's actually a totally true story about the relative that I have who's involved with CIA and the program Men Who Stare at Goats. And the story behind the story. Now, if you want to talk about weird stuff and you want to expand it beyond dreams, we can do that because... Folks, I've told this story before on the air, and one thing you will understand if you're a new listener is I don't do fiction. I'm not a sci-fi kind of guy, all right? So when I talk to you about stealth personnel gear, invisibility suits, research into infiltration, cover and concealment, and gear taking place all across America... Okay, when I talk about those things, it's not because I'm into science fiction. It's not because I sit around and watch War of the Worlds every night. It's because I find that stuff interesting. I know that it is true, and I've no reason to invent things or make things up, especially when, to the uninitiated, it would make me sound like a raving lunatic, which is exactly what I sounded like back in 2014 when I came, when I publicly said, hey, some weird stuff is going on around my house, and I'm under surveillance, and I had no evidence to back it up. It took me a few years to break the technology, to trace the license plates, and again, I mean, all I can tell you is the guy who invented the technology signed an affidavit saying, yep, I invented this stuff, at least some of it, and it just, for those, I mean, and that article, one of the things, I don't know why I'm rambling on about this, but one of the things that annoys me is the article about my so-called erratic behavior. That is enshrined forever on the internet. And the one where it says the cop and the scientist who back Bowerly, I don't even think you can find that online. You really have to go looking for it. And it reminds me of the Bob Dylan song, Idiot Wind. Someone's got it in for me. They're planting stories in the press. I mean, it's like, come on. But the takeaway from what I just said is I don't do fiction. It's just not in my makeup. I could never write a novel. I could write a documentary. I could write a book that is factually based, but I couldn't do science fiction. And I'll tell you something else, too, as long as I'm in ramble mode, but again, trying to stay out of the weeds. When you hear about the best quote I can give you is, if you want to understand what the world really is going to be like in 30 years, what technology is really going to be like in 20 years, do at that point read science fiction, because the science fiction of today is going to be tomorrow's reality. Back when they did the movie The Invisible Man with Claude Rains, the whole concept of somebody actually being able to be invisible was absolutely a scientific impossibility. It wasn't possible. But I'm going to tell you that what the government admits to publicly as far as invisibility or stealth personnel testing is an absolute lie. There was an article in 2017 about, hey, we're just going to begin field testing of this technology. And I laugh because I know it's been going on since at least the 1980s. And I could cite specific units involved. I could cite specific areas of the world where it was researched. And the takeaway is, whatever the government says is happening right now probably has been taking place for 30 years before they actually admit what the technology and technological capabilities are. So when people, for example, talk about, oh, China and the hypersonic missiles, well, I always ask the question, well, if China has hypersonic missiles, chances are they ripped off the technology from somebody, and I'm guessing it was probably the United States of America. So whatever you think the government has or the military has, I assure you, and I can do this as a non-uniformed veteran, I can tell you that the actual technology that exists in many fronts, and not just the invisibility stuff, but many fronts, it's so far in advance of what they tell you it is absolutely humorous. And those of you listening to this show who are personally familiar with me and the story and the evidence, we have so many people who served in intelligence capacities in the military, in various alphabet soup intelligence agencies, from DARPA to CIA to NSA. They know everything I'm saying about the stealth personnel stuff. They know it is absolutely true. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll get off this tangent in just a moment, but ladies and gentlemen, I will debate any government agency at any time about what they are doing to American taxpaying, law-abiding citizens in their quest to test military technology. It is cruel, and these people are untouchable. They're untouchable. But you know what? As much as I've put out that challenge, you'd think that somebody from one of those agencies would say, oh, we'll take the bait. But they won't. You know why? Because they know I'm right. And they know that I've got the proof. And they know that I can name names. So they're never going to do it. So this kind of ties into that whole idea of intuition or ESP. I haven't brought up intuition yet. But sometimes, and by the way, there's a great topic. I wasn't even going to head down that road today. But has your intuition ever saved you from something calamitous happening to you? Because I'm a huge believer in intuition. I can't scientifically explain it, but I absolutely have benefited from it. How about you? 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Kind of an easygoing Friday. We're talking about some serious stuff, don't get me wrong, but we're also, having a little bit of fun along the way as well. John in Rochester. John, we're a little bit all over the place talking about weird stuff today, like dreams that came true, dreams where you have awakened and just in the nick of time, in the case of stomach flu, and not like coincidences, but things that make you scratch your head and say, what in the world goes on here? You're on WBEN. Usually helps if I press the button, which I neglected to do.
Hey, Tom. I heard you talking about China and the missile technology. Yeah. But you're talking about dreams also. I got to tell you, I had a dream the other night, but I'll go on to the China thing next. But I had a dream the other night that I had a clear window into my brain. So I looked in the mirror. I could see perfectly. I had a perfect brain.
I'm not laughing about that because I think that's actually a beautiful dream. And there, I'll tell you something. I have no reason to doubt that you're telling me about an actual dream you had. But one of the most profound dreams I've ever had is a dream where I literally had the keys to all knowledge of the universe. I was in this giant library, and the answers to any question that I might have had were right there in the library. And it was a very profoundly moving dream. Now, obviously, it wasn't premonitory, nor was it anything but a dream. But when you awaken from a dream and you feel as though you've kind of stumbled upon something very profound, it's a good feeling.
You know, now,
I want to hear, my friend, my dear love, I want to hear what you have to say about China, but I have a prisoner of the clock mentality. So I need you to hold on for about 10 minutes. Can you do that, man? Because I want to hear what you have to say. And, sometimes it takes a little time, but we'll get you on. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. We're a little bit all over the place today, but the theme is we're kind of talking about premonitions you've had, maybe dreams, maybe otherwise. Do you believe in psychics? You ever had a reading that blew you away? Maybe you've acted impetuously, like the fella who, instead of buying the diapers he was supposed to buy, ended up plunking down $30 on lottery tickets and winning $550 on a $30 investment. To me, I find these things fascinating. 803, and also the whole science fiction thing, and Tom's rule that whatever the government says it has certain technology, just assume that it's 30 or 40 years ahead of what they're actually admitting. I know this from personal experience and can prove it. And I don't say things I can't prove. It is 3:58 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Like, I'm never going to say I am the best endowed man in the world. Yeah, it's not going to happen. On News Radio 930 WBEN.